As you close your eyes, imagine that you are lying in your bed and snuggling under your covers. You feel pleasantly warm and drowsy. You stretch your arms and legs as you take a deep breath. Breathe in and then slowly let the air flow out again. Just let yourself be quiet and listen to what I describe so that you can experience it as if you're really there. As you continue to snuggle in your bed, imagine that you're looking up at the ceiling. But instead of the ceiling, you see a rainbow of colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. The colors seem to blend into one another, almost as if they were drawn on silk and gently swaying in a soft breeze. As you continue to look at these colors, you begin to notice that instead of a ceiling, there is a brightly colored hot air balloon attached to your bed. And your bed is resting in the basket of the balloon. On the outside of the basket are several ropes hanging down. As you continue to snuggle in your bed, breathing slowly, you notice that the balloon starts moving. You can feel the gentle sway as the basket lifts off the ground. And instead of windows by your bedside, you see the blue sky with billowy clouds forming giant castles against the brilliant blue. You feel warm rays of the sun shining down on your head, the muscles in your face relaxing in the warmth. Your face and neck and shoulders feel so relaxed and comfortable. You feel the warm relaxation flowing down your body, all the way to your feet. You feel so comfortable and relaxed, so safe and secure in your bed. As you float across the sky in the hot air balloon, you feel the gentle breeze on your skin, and you begin to wonder about the castles in the clouds. As you drift along, feeling so warm and comfortable, you notice that a great horned owl has landed on your basket. At first, you are slightly startled, but then the owl speaks to you in a deep, warm voice. "I am Father Owl, and I bet you are thinking about the castles in the clouds." You are surprised and say, "How did you know that?" And he says, "I talked to Mother Eagle, and she told me about your great adventure in the magical forest. So I know you like adventures." You excitedly ask, "Will you take me to the cloud castles?" Father Owl answers, "It's not that simple. You need to solve a puzzle to get to the cloud castles on your own." "How do I do that?" you ask. He nods to the hot air balloon above you, and you notice that there are four different areas or compartments in the balloon filled with air. And when the air is fuller in one compartment, the balloon will tend to float in that direction. You also notice that you can increase the air in whichever component you choose by breathing into it. But if you breathe too fast, the air just seems to come right back out. So by taking slow, deep breaths and exhaling slowly into the balloon, you can control the direction the balloon flies. So you look over the side of the basket and choose a cloud castle that you want to visit. It is a grand castle and rises high into the sky. As you look closely, you can see a shimmering rainbow of lights sparkling around it. The colors seem to match the colors of your balloon. You continue to breathe slowly into the balloon, sometimes breathing into one compartment and sometimes into another to control the direction. And the balloon begins to fly toward the grand cloud castle that you've chosen. You feel the fresh air blowing through your hair and the warm sun on your face. As you fly, you see some of your friends below. You see the magical forest where you had ridden on the back of the tiger. Standing majestically by the edge of the trees, you see the tiger looking up at you in the balloon. You also see two small tiger cubs jumping playfully at his tail as it swings back and forth, back and forth. As you are looking down, the balloon begins to slow, and you realize you need to keep breathing slowly into the compartments. You take a deep breath and exhale slowly, and the balloon continues towards the grand cloud castle. You take another deep breath and exhale slowly to adjust the direction of the balloon. It feels so pleasant, gently floating through the air on a sunny day. You look down again, and you see the path along the bubbling brook. You can almost hear the sound of the water running over the rocks. The path along the brook leads to the lake, sparkling a deep blue as it reflects the sunlight and the blue sky. As you watch the sunlight dance on the lake, you can see the great fish jumping high out of the lake to wave its tail at you. Drops of water glittering all around, like little diamonds as they reflect the sunlight. You remember the great fish taking you across the lake to visit the mother eagle and her little ones in their nest. Again, you take a deep breath and release it into the balloon, floating closer and closer to the grand cloud castle. As you float, you can feel the wind against your skin. You feel so light and free. It feels so wonderful to be floating across the sky. Soon you come to the grand castle, and you see your friend, the mother eagle, flying around the castle. She is followed by her little ones who are learning to fly. They want to stop to greet you, and one by one, they land on the side of the basket. "What a nice nest you have," they say, as they see your bed in the bottom of the basket. The rooms of the cloud castle are big enough for the balloon to float through. You find yourself looking around in amazement at all the shapes and colors that create the castle. You ask the mother eagle, "Who lives here?" She answers, "This is a special place to visit that you have created with your imagination. It belongs only to you. You can visit it whenever you like." You notice as you float through the cloud castle, you feel so peaceful and content. You know that whenever you want to feel quiet and relaxed, you can come here in your imagination. You begin to get drowsy, just drifting through the rooms of the castle, and decide to return home. You take deep breaths to blow gently into the compartments of the balloon, so it will float back to your home. As you take deep breaths, you become more sleepy and drowsy, and snuggle down into your covers. The little eaglets all say goodbye as Mother Eagle and Father Owl grab a hold of the ropes hanging from your basket with their talons and gently guide you back to your room. You feel yourself getting very drowsy and drifting off to sleep as you remember your adventure through the cloud castle. You dream about Father Owl, the tiger and his cubs, the great fish, the baby birds, and Mother Eagle. You sleep a very restful and refreshing sleep until you gently wake up in the morning.